This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Now we turn to Southern Africa and the latest on the crisis in Zimbabwe. On Monday, opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai pulled out of the country's upcoming presidential runoff election. Tsvangirai's decision comes after weeks of intimidation and violence directed at him and his supporters. He blames President Robert Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party. Zimbabwean election officials say the second round of voting will still go ahead on Friday as planned. On the phone from Harare is Cleaver Berry. He's the president of Zimbabwe's National Student Union. Cleaver, how are you?
Okay, how are you? Thank you very much.
Cleaver, does your organization support Morgan Tsvangirai and the Movement for Democratic Change's decision to drop out of the runoff election?
The Zimbabwe National Students Union position is that the position that has been taken by President Morgan Tsvangirai and MDC to pull out of the March of the June 27 runoff is the only logical decision they could make given the circumstances. So the position of the students' movement is that what Mr. Tsvangirai and MDC did was actually correct.
But don't you think that essentially this decision means that President Mugabe will be in power indefinitely?
Well, the challenge that Mugabe will have is that the little legitimacy that he had has been eroded, and it is going to be difficult for him to rule, especially with African leaders now coming up and strongly against what he has been doing. But I think the most important to the people of Zimbabwe and also to the MDC and to President Tsvangirai is what measures do we have, which plan do we have as plan B to make sure that eventually the people of Zimbabwe will achieve what they've been fighting for, that is democracy and a better living, a better life. And one of the things that we would propose as the students' movement is probably to have a process of a transitional authority that will facilitate a fresh election in the shortest possible time.
Tell me about your student union. What kind of an organization is it?
Well, the Zimbabwe National Students Union is a union representing just over 300,000 students from tertiary institutions in Zimbabwe. And the number of tertiary institutions that affiliate to ZINASU is 44, meaning that the 44 institutions, their heads, that is their presidents, sits in the General Council of ZINASU, which meets after every 2 months. And there is also the National Executive Council that is elected at Congress, which sits biannually.
What is it like right now in Harare? You know, I've been there many times, and last time I was there was 15 months ago, and actually a little bit more, more like 18 months ago. And Harare was already experiencing so much in terms of shortages of food, cooking oil, you know, any kind of supplies. What's going on the day-to-day in terms of how people are living?
I think the major difference from the time you were here is that then we were experiencing shortages. But as we speak right now, there is nothing on the shop shelves. People are actually surviving on imports. That is, the food that the people are surviving in are direct imports by the citizens themselves from South Africa, from Botswana. And most of the families are actually surviving from their kids who seek economic refuge in those countries. And given the xenophobic attacks in South Africa, indeed, there has been that has affected the livelihoods of the people of Zimbabwe. They, as we speak, especially with the banning of food distribution by NGOs, Zimbabwe is heading towards Somalia. people starve of hunger. There is no food for people to buy even in the shops, even if the people don't have money. But if they have the money, there is nothing to buy.
Do you plan to vote even though the MDC has dropped out on Friday?
Well, voting on Friday means I will be legitimizing an illegitimate process. I will be saying what even if I don't vote for Mugabe, but the outcome of that election will be a reflection of the people of Zimbabwe.
Are you hopeful that someone, I mean, the UN Security Council has heard arguments from the U.S. and Britain, different countries and coalitions of African leaders have tried to make statements, but statements have not so far changed things. What would help?
To say I'm hopeful or not, I think the obvious answer is yes, I'm, and students of Zimbabwe are still very hopeful. But we are calling on President Thabo Mbeki of South Africa, who has been mandated by SADC to mediate in the Zimbabwean crisis, to look seriously into the issue and move away from his quiet diplomacy, which is not producing the desired results. And probably as the AU summit sits on Saturday, we urge the African leaders to take a position on Zimbabwe. The deployment of a peacekeeping mission, it is now long overdue. The people of Zimbabwe have suffered enough.
Cleaver, I want to thank you so much for talking to us.
You are welcome. Thank you very much.
Cleaver Berry is president of Zimbabwe's National Student Union. He spoke with us from Harare, Zimbabwe.